You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. I'm Adam P. Nave, co-writer of The Once and Future Queen.
Tree for the win! Mm-hmm. It's gonna be my drunk Christmas.
I'm gonna go put on my Hogwarts pants.
You gonna go put on your pants? But you gotta do the introduction for the episode. Do it real quick before you go.
Wait, did you already start recording?
Yeah, do the introduction.
But I wanna take off my pants!
Do it later. Do the introduction
for the episode. But I wanna take off my pants! So we are on Chapter 6 of Stranger Things, The Monster.
Now you can go put on pants.
Thank you.
Or take off pants. One of those. So, Tina, while she's doing that, you want to say what you got for Christmas? For my drunk Christmas?
Yay! I got a Scar Sumsum, which I've been dying for, and Brian got me a book, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. Then I got a Stranger Things picture Ouija board that lights up with Christmas lights, and The Secret Life of Pets, and Funko's Knives Chow and Gus Fring, which Gus is a badass. Oh, yeah. I just love them! I just love my Christmas gifts.
Yay!
I love badass gifts. Thank you.
And what'd you get, Mark?
Alcohol.
Well, yeah, technically we did get lots of alcohol.
No, I mean,
I think Tina's mom's trying to get us drunk.
But it's like chili chocolate Kahlua, and it's like, I didn't even know it existed.
Mm-hmm. That stuff's strong, ain't it?
Comment on it.
I mean, spicy
but
strong.
The alcohol isn't strong, but like the spice, yeah. The first sip, I was like, but flames were shooting out of my mouth.
They're going to be shooting out somewhere.
Later.
Now I got the most comfy Gryffindor pants ever.
I love them. I'm so jealous.
To be worn at our special podcast.
To be worn all the time. What are you talking about?
And our Jim Jam New Year's podcast as we watch The World End and podcast it.
That's right. With my Pickett t-shirt. It's got a little bow truckle in the pocket.
Cool.
I love it.
A handmade t-shirt.
It is.
Yeah, I see. And to which I bitched out that lady like 3 different times. Sorry, Etsy lady, you're awesome. Bye.
Yay. And a giant Pokeball that when you split it in half, it's 2 bowls.
I know, I just thought it was so awesome. That was like the random gift that I saw that was like, Mar loves Pokemon.
Ooh. I love it. And then Funkos.
You got you a...
A Lucius Death Eater Funko.
I need to buy him for myself. I wanted it so bad.
Need him. I was like, I was going to get it, and then I was like, oh, but I don't know if she already bought it, because it's Lucius.
The day I sent her the photos, because I'm like, look what they have at Hot Topic, and she's like, oh my god, where are those? And I'm like, no, I didn't tell you to go buy them. Like, what the hell?
And then a new Scamander. Yay! He's so cute. I love him.
Oh, he was too adorable.
It was really funny, I don't know if I told this already, but I had a girl at work, she got very passionate about this, she's like 14, I think, and she said her parents didn't like Newt because he didn't make eye contact when he talked. They were like, we had trouble understanding him because he was always looking down when he talked.
How do you have trouble understanding him? Like, he's speaking.
Yeah. But she got so passionate about it. She's like, he doesn't like to be around people. He likes to be around his animals.
Exactly.
That's why he's like, he's not talking to you because he doesn't want to talk to you.
Can relate.
And I was like, yes.
Maybe he's on the spectrum, okay? Like, don't be mean to him.
I think he just likes animals more than people.
Maybe he's shell-shocked from the war.
I'm joining that club. Ugh, I just can't wait for the next movies.
I know. I just love him with the animals, and he's like, Mommy's here. Mommy's
here.
I
know. I want to see it again.
And I got...
It's Brian's turn.
I got a cocktail recipe book that Christina got me.
Yay!
It's become a tradition, her get me cookbooks
and stuff. I had to.
I got a cocktail shaker, because I only had a plastic one before, so I got a grown-up one now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I got a Deadpool figure with swords, which is really cool. I like it. Because I like how his mask at the back of it, it doesn't fit right. So you always have it a little bit of his mask.
Yeah, he does. Like in the comic.
Yeah.
And he's a bobblehead. Look at him.
Bobblehead!
Oh, I didn't know he was!
Yeah, a lot of the Funkos are.
Oh, he's so cute. I need to hold him.
Pretty much all the Star Wars ones are.
Oh my god, he's the cutest. I love him.
And then Tina got me a Doctor Who Lego hardest to place it. Which, I've never put a Lego together in my life, so it'll be interesting to see if I can actually put it together right.
We will help if you need help. I'll supervise.
So that's really cool.
Yay!
Plus, okay. The alcohol Tina's mom got him.
Yay!
She's an enabler.
Thanks for the enabling. So we'll start this episode now.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to say, Stranger Things was nominated, what, 2 Golden Globes?
Oh, did it?
Oh, that's yeah, good. I think Winona got one, and then, like, Best Drama or something.
She did really good. I liked her.
Dude, she deserved one. Although, it would have been nice to see 11, too, but she's still young. She got time. Yeah, because when I went on Netflix, they were like, Netflix originals have been nominated for Golden Globes, and Stranger Things is on like that a lot.
To recap, Nancy went to the Upside Down.
And, unfortunately, she's, like, the one character so far that seems to be surviving it, but to be determined.
Poor Barb.
No, I'm poor still Barb. Butthurt.
I am, too.
I agree with what you said that last time, though. Nancy kind of looks really, really young. Even younger than what she is.
How old is the actress?
I don't know, but she looks younger than, like...
I think it's, like, she has really big eyes or something.
Yeah.
And there's the creature. You can get a Funko of that creature, too.
I don't know if I'd want one.
You can get a Funko of all the kids. I like the 11.
My favorite thing is that when they have, like, the ads that show all the Funkos of the kids together, like, the Will one is always upside down.
I think that's adorable.
Like, I just love little things like that in marketing. Which, you know who kills it on their social media?
Who?
Arby's.
Really?
Yeah. Like, go look at Arby's Facebook page. Like, they build little things out of, like, cardboard and, like, the packets and stuff. A couple weeks ago, they actually did, like, a stop-motion film with a cardboard version of the pirate ship from One Piece. Like, the anime. And it even had, like, Luffy's, like, little hat and, like, the crossbones and stuff. It was super cute.
Dude, it's super... I opened this Lego box and it's super intimidating. It's like 8 billion people.
Legos are scary, but they're awesome. Embrace Lego.
You'll get the hang of it.
And it has a Capaldi doctor.
It has a Capaldi and a Matt Smith. Ooh. It's a regeneration into one into the
Ooh.
Other.
Ooh.
Yes, what he said.
I like it.
I was super excited. They had Doctor Who Lego. It was, like, unexpected in my world.
They've had them for a while, and I've been telling Mara I've been, like, resistant to buy them because I'm going, I'm going to get into them and buy them all.
I opened the can of worms.
Because I was buying the figures for a while, and then I bought the set that had one of everyone of the doctors, and it kind of, like, filled that void in my soul for a while.
Oh.
I don't have a soul, so... Yeah, I just
do.
Buy things.
It's filled full of Pokemon.
It is. I play Pokemon.
Now you guys get you a plushie of like a Pikachu and you can stick it inside that ball.
Ooh, that would be cute.
I do have a pattern to make a felt one. Like I made the Snorlax. And I cut out the Charmander one and I never sewed it together. I was supposed to finish that for the fat cat.
Socrates, my prized cat. Sorry, other cats. I love you, but Socrates loves the Snorlax.
By the way, like Socrates has the same birthday as me.
That's right.
Socrates.
Socrates.
Keep him away from the hemlock.
Well done.
Touche.
Yeah, I went to school, too.
So now, Jean Raphael Steve is looking for Nancy. Steve with the good hair.
Yep. And I none still of hate Carol. Is that her name? Carol?
I think so.
Fucking hate her.
No, that's what they call him online. It's like Steve with the good hair.
I like how her hair though looks like somebody from the 70s, not the 80s.
Oh, they were promising today that for season 2 they're going like full-blown 80s, I guess. Like
I want that neon eyeshadow. I want 80s.
Are they going to do shoulder pads? And big poofy hair.
Oh, that reminds me of Little Scully. She has
like
hair
band hair.
Ew, no.
Like, to think of it, like, Nancy, like, her clothes kind of look like late 70s almost.
Uh-huh. Well, I feel like they were very, like, conservatively 80s here. Like,
yeah.
They weren't, like, freaking Pretty in Pink level of 80s.
Yeah.
Which I love. Creep.
I like Pretty in Pink. I like movies like Say Anything and, what's that other John Cusack movie where he's trying to kill himself through the whole movie?
High Fidelity?
Yeah.
No, not High Fidelity.
No.
High Fidelity is good.
High Fidelity is good.
It's the one where he's like, he ends up being a ski instructor. There's a little, there's a creepy boy going around, a paper boy trying to collect money. He's like, you owe me $1.25 or something.
It's on the tip of my, like, I feel like
I know what
you're...
Does he try to kill himself in Hot Tub Time Machine too? I feel like he's trying to kill himself in that.
I love John Cusack, though. I love the one, Gross Point Blank, where he's a hitman that goes back to his high school reunion, too. That's really good.
Does he kill people?
Oh, stuff doing on Stranger Things. Steve with the good hair just saw Nancy in her bedroom with another boy. Slut. And he's all like, I just hate Steve. Like, he's trying to be like...
I do, too. I was going to wait until the part happened, but, yeah, like, I think...
He's like, I'm wounded. Hurt, even? You know? Like, but you're the one that goes and, like, has your friends, like, put her name up on this.
Embarrass her, yeah.
Like...
I feel like that made him the worst, but I was just like, wait until it comes, I guess.
I think we should take this spicy Kahlua and make like a cake or something out of it.
Ooh, Brian, that's your area of expertise.
I like
that my birthday cake. It was so
all
good.
The alcohol.
All the rum.
Is that my cake that fell
realization,
apart?
They're like, Will is somewhere. They can find him. Mommy and the sheriff, like.
Mommy and the sheriff. PTSD. Who doesn't cry in the shower is my question. That's where I do my best
right.
work. My best emotions.
I do my best work in the shower, too.
We all do, Brad. That's not what he was talking about.
I know exactly where he was going. That's okay. We all do it.
See, nothing's happening. He's sleeping on the floor, but Steve with the good hair is a jealous bitch.
He wouldn't even have bothered to know that. Aw, she looks so sad. Like a little sad... puppy.
Wet one.
Ew, why is this conversation just...
What? She's wet. She just got out of the shower.
I don't know. There's
it's like when a cat, when a cat takes a bath and it's just so wet.
Oh, and they look
wet.
So sad.
They do. They really do.
I don't give my cats a bath because I don't want to end up in the hospital. But I wipe them. They have like these like aloe wipes and
yeah.
I wipe them. And they still hate me.
Will's brother's really ugly. I feel like I have to say it. Like, he's just weird looking, okay? Is her air conditioner leaking again?
I don't know if he's ugly, but... I mean, he's not
attractive.
Yeah.
He's just got weird hair.
He's got a weird face.
Nah, he reminds me of that boy from Nip Tuck, like the young boy who got, like, progressively more terrifying looking.
I've only watched certain episodes of Nip Tuck.
Ugh, it's so fucking good. Ugh. I still have, like, the last four seasons in my cart in Amazon because I cannot afford to buy things.
I haven't gotten into buying things digitally yet because
I like to, if I really like the show or the, like, whatever, or the movie, I like to have a copy of it, you know what I mean?
I'm still like that. I haven't started.
What if we get sucked into, like, some kind of war, World War III, and all our digital stuff gets hacked by Russia, and then we don't have anything, and then I just have to rely on my DVD player. See?
Yeah, because in Middle War 3, you have your DVD player.
I mean, well, I have priorities. You know, while I'm in my bunk.
That's why I bring books back into fashion. War.
I need a terrible war. I've had enough. Put this away.
One brave young man and one young woman.
I don't know if this clue is, like, strong, except for that it's so spicy. I can't.
I love it. I love it. It's so good. I love chili chocolate.
I knew it would be
I still think it would be great to, like, make a cake or something out of.
Dude, it would be fucking dank.
The next day. I feel like, are Mike and Eleven still fighting? They're in a fight, right?
Yeah, because last episode they were all yelling at
her.
Yeah,
with the compass and stuff.
No, it was fucking Lucas yelling at her.
But now he's going to be like, friends don't lie.
How cute is Mike, though? Okay, he's... Oh, the emotions.
P puberty.
The tween butt hurt.
Like, oh, look at his little
scrawny
ass body trying to kick stuff.
Oh, poor thing. They're all so cute because they're all just like, they're so young and everything.
It'll be weird if they like hit puberty during this year and, you know, like between the first and second Harry Potter movies where you're like, what happened?
That's when they decide, like, we gotta make these movies as fast as
we can. Yeah, right. As fuck.
That last movie, whew. Yeah. Smoking is yucky.
You know what's worse, though?
This has been your vape. Really?
Oh, no, I just think you're douchey if you vape.
Oh.
Like,
you
just
are.
Just fucking smoke.
I've decided when I get my teeth, first picture, I'm gonna buy a big celebration cigar.
Find you, like, a candy cigar.
They used to have those on the ice cream trucks in L.A. that would roll through my grandma's neighborhood. God knows why, but they were there.
Yeah, they used to have them, like, on, like, the little convenience store where my grandpa used to live.
They were fun. God, she looks like a fucking mess. But, I mean, she'd been to the Upside Down.
She saw the monster.
Sometimes I'm wondering if he's like, I mean, I'm sure he's concerned for his brother, but at the same time he's like, oh, I get to be in bed with Nancy.
Well, I feel
I'm
like
in a room.
I feel like he's like, that's a significant perk, you know, because he's the creep that photographs her.
Exactly. Like, you know, he's happy to be there. I'm sorry, regardless of the circumstances.
Gosh, he has pure intentions. I mean, what would lead you to believe that he's anything but pure? I mean, he takes pictures of people.
Without their consent or knowledge.
So do I. Remember that guy at Greek Fest? And I said, you're a douche and I'm going to take a picture of you while you're not looking and I'm going to show my friends. And I think he knew too because he was giving me the dirtiest look.
Creepers!
I did. But only for, like, shit-talking purposes. I'm not going to go home and look at him.
Private at-home shit-talking purposes. The giant shark. I love this, children's encyclopedia she's got out about, like, let me tell you all about sharks and how they sense prey.
Well, because the blood, because Will fell off his bike and then it, like, sensed his blood. And then Barb, how did she cut herself?
Trying to, like, chug that beer.
That's right. And then she's bleeding. Poor thing.
I'm getting dressed. I'll be down in a second.
Let me tell you, if I was young and had the door locked, my mom would take it off the hinges.
I was the only room in the house that was allowed to have a lock on it. Like, they wouldn't allow my brothers to have locks on their doors because they'd be up to stuff. I just locked mine just to keep people out so I could just be in there.
Exactly.
The teacher's so, like, eager to please people and stuff. He's like, there's an Indiana AV club.
Oh, he's the cutest.
Look at him.
They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, they do. They just get caught molesting, taking pictures of kids now.
Okay, well, yeah, always take it to the next level.
Always escalates so quick.
Tell me that mustache isn't up to
I was just thinking he had a porn stash, okay?
But that's like a 70s, 80s mustache, like, today.
That was the porn
mustache.
It would
mustache be, like, thing. An anachronism, and you would be like, wow, he looks like a pedophile.
He has that friggin' Anchorman mustache. I like the soothing violin music they have.
It's like we're in freaking...
We're on the Titanic and it's sinking.
It's like Panera. You're at Panera with that music.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I love Panera. Dude, they had this cranberry turkey sandwich that was so good that I got like, it was a panini.
I found out their coffee's awful there, though.
I have never gotten coffee there.
Dustin, voice laid it down.
Yep.
Being little assholes.
Assholes.
You know the rule? Drop her blood. No, no,
You know the role you draw for Slug.
I kind of like how they play, what is it, Dungeons and Dragons, but they're not like stereotypical, like, super, like, losers, you know what I mean? Like, they're just normal kids.
Hey, you're not a loser for playing Dungeons.
You're not, but you know how shows make it, like, seem like, when they do, like, quote, nerdy stuff, they, like, take it too far and make them seem like...
Yeah, they're, like, a stereotype.
Like, this shows
they're
that, like...
They're snorting and, like, got glasses.
Yeah, like, that's what I meant. Like, you can like things that people perceive as nerdy, but you can be, like, your everyday kid. Which I like that they handled it. The thing that's annoying is... the flashbacks, because they don't really, like,
they just
warn
right
you. Yeah, and, like, I don't want them to insult the viewers or anything.
Poor 11, she spent the night in the woods.
She did. Poor thing.
With her PTSD. Poor girl. Still got that wig with her.
She looks cute with it, though. She's not wearing it. Oh. Aww. She liked the way she looked in it. It looks like a mess now, though. Yep, you got it, girl. Oh.
She just wants to be a normal kid.
Oh, she's not.
I feel you, girl. I feel you on a spiritual level. Freaking Holly over here. Why is she feeding that child who can clearly not eat by herself?
She's like 3 years old.
Yeah.
Like, why can't she feed herself?
Good Lord.
Every time I see that kid, I think of Juno.
Liberty Bell.
One more bacon on that potato.
Remember when they forget her when Juno's in labor and they have to go back in the house? That poor kid.
The mom means business, though. She's like, let me just take out my hairpin and I'm opening this door.
I love the days when you can get, like, any, like, little thing and unlock the door like that.
They gone. My parents let me have a lock on my door, but then I also secretly went to the hardware store and got an eye lock for, like, the inside.
I did the same.
Because younger sibling.
Yep, exactly. And, like, I don't give a fuck about my parents, but... And I don't have anything to hide, but I'm like, don't touch my shit, okay?
Also, yes, like, I don't like people in my space.
No, okay, I'll go to my room. And I am very, very, like, meticulously organized. Like, I know if a hair's out of place.
Mm-hmm.
So I had just redone everything, and I noticed my makeup bag was in a different spot. So, of course, I confronted my sisters, and I'm like, what? Who's been in my room? And they're like, no one. And I'm like, no, because my makeup spot was here, and now it's here. And then Michelle's like, oh, I was looking for your perfume, and I used your perfume. And I'm like, ha! Like, don't touch my shit. I hate everyone.
When I was little, I used to... irrationally flip out if anybody touched anything.
Oh no, it's rational.
Like, I would literally start, like, screaming at people and shit like that.
I just, like, if you ask me, I mean, maybe I'll say yes, but if you don't ask me, don't even look. And I went to check.
I just love Dustin.
I love
like,
him. He's my favorite.
Don't you remember that last campaign we went on? We all died. It went to shit. But, I mean, part of me is really fond of Lucas because he's the voice of reason.
I agree. Like, I identify with him, which he's the most annoying and I hate him half the time. But I'm like, I would be Lucas.
What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
I would get heated. Like, I don't know. He's like the hot-headed, like, passionate one who flies off the handle and has to be, like, reasoned with. Like, they all need each other.
They do.
Because without Lucas, they would all be stupid. And, like, without
like,
them, he'd be, like, never speaking to 11 again. So they, like, balance
right.
each other out.
Like Dustin said, they got picked off one by one.
Mm-hmm.
I do love how he loves 11's power, like, so much.
Although, if it was just Mike and 11, they would survive. Because he gets mad at her, but he, like, thinks later on. And he's like, okay, I overreacted. Like, I'm going to go back and talk to her.
Now she's in the grocery store and everyone's like, the fuck's wrong with this kid? Like,
she's gonna be like, waffles.
Waffles. Bloody and dirty.
Like, oh my ego.
Aw, I just feel so sad for her.
Everyone's staring at her and stuff.
These are all friends. Just here to watch. Don't focus on them. Stay in here. Like before.
What do they have her wearing, too?
The weighted vest.
Oh.
To keep her from, like, going up in the water.
Oh. I forgot about the... It's been a few weeks.
It's reaching out to you. Because it wants you. It's calling you. So don't turn away from it this time. I want you to find him. Understand?
That kind of better answers what we were kind of, like, confused about, like, whether or not she unleashed the Upside Down.
I was
but
just thinking
no,
that.
It's, like, already there. Like, she's tapping into it.
Mm-hmm. But I think she, like, blames herself, though, or something.
Yeah. Because I think she kind of, like, triggers that monster.
I would have a panic attack in here.
She already is.
Poor thing.
But you're talking about going diving.
Yeah, that's true, but I would probably have a panic attack down there, too, but I still want to do it.
Yeah, but they put her in sensory deprivation, not diving.
Like, yeah.
That's different.
You, like, I don't know, I would flip out.
That's why you train before you do it, to see if you can handle it.
Oh,
I want to
see
just
some
want to help her. She has, like, a really grown-up face.
Yeah.
Did you say you wanted to see shipwrecks?
Yeah, scuba diving.
Were you fucking Ariel?
Like in
yes, I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
I got who's it's and what's it's galore.
You want thingamabobs?
I got 20.
Oh, later.
She got her waffles.
Nah, fuck off, thanks. Look at her walking out there, like, nope.
She's like, I don't have to pay for shit. I just break the
I'm gonna make your ass bleed if you follow me.
Why is he still trying to open a door when he could have just walked through the broken part?
I know, what an idiot.
Actually, I think he was, like, cowering because she slammed it shut, like, almost as he was walking through it. So he's kind of like, the fuck? Oh, this part's sad.
Is this gonna be, like, the heavy-handed...
Yeah, where they throw in the...
Oh,
the
she one. Had a miscarriage and lost the baby or something, and it's like, let me put one and one together.
I feel like I just watched something and this lady was in it.
That
oh, I think she was the mom in Miss Peregrine's.
Oh, no, I didn't watch
like,
it.
She looks just like her.
You didn't watch it?
I haven't watched Miss
Peregrine's. I didn't finish watching it yet.
Why?
I was watching it earlier. And then Brian came home and it was like, I had to take a shower because I was in my pajamas all day.
And I was like, I need to go drink, so take a shower.
They did their detective work. They found the lady with the missing kid.
Yeah, and we put one and one together in the obvious heavy-handedness of it all.
I thought this stuff would have been better for a second season reveal than a first season.
I don't know if they knew they were gonna that it was gonna be so popular that they would get a second season.
Yeah,
they didn't, but like I still wouldn't have reviewed revealed this stuff. Even if I didn't know if I was going to get a second season.
Lucas has his commando bag and his commando
and
headband
that's the outfit
on.
His Funko is.
Yeah, I love
how
it.
How cute is that?
I love his little commando. And I just love their walkie-talkies and everything. Like, I feel like that's my favorite thing about them. They got their little walkie-talkies and they're all together and everything. They're just so cute.
Yeah, see, Stranger Things was nominated for Best Drama Series. Like, how crazy is that? And Best Actress in a Drama. But, yeah. But This Is Us was also nominated, which I also love.
I haven't watched that yet.
I don't feel like you guys, it's very, like,
heartwarming.
Dramatic. I wouldn't even say heartwarming, but...
This Is Us? What's it about?
It's like a family
okay,
drama.
It's a... Yeah. It's like these triplets. Ugh, I can't even, like, spoil shit. I can't... Whatever. Well, they're, like, brothers and a sister, and they all turned, like, 36. And they, like, realize that they, like, don't... I don't know. They want to change their life. Like, the sister wants to lose weight. And, like... Oh, I don't know. It's just hard to... It's hard to explain. You just have to watch it. It's so good.
It's like everyday family drama.
I need to watch that show, like, Horrible People, you told me to watch or something like that. Was
You're
it?
The Worst?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite show of all time ever on the face of the earth. The finale was so depressing, though, that I wanted to cry.
No.
But it's the best show ever, and, like, the episodes are so short. Oh,
I haven't started watching it, because I got this, like, this comedy channel called CISO. It was, like, $3. And I tried it, and it actually has every SNL ever on it.
Really?
Yep.
Brian's been busy watching.
And you get the next day after it premieres, and it's got, like, all the talk shows, and it's got all the Monty Python. And
even though we have the complete Monty Python on DVD.
Yeah, so,
but that's neither
it's
here
got,
nor
like,
there.
A lot of British shows, and it's got a lot of other stuff on there.
Wow, that's a good deal for $3.
Yeah. We've been watching a lot of Monty Python at night.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we're totally, we zoned out of this conversation, but yeah.
Well, they're back to, like, discussing, like, the conspiracy about this lady's missing daughter. But, you know, nobody believes them.
Well, you know the story was going to go either two ways. It was going to go that this type of scenario was going to happen, or it was going to turn out that somehow Eleven was, like, his daughter or something.
Well, okay, it's her daughter, but that man in, that's doing the experiments, is that the actual father? Because she called him Papa.
I don't know. I feel like maybe he kidnapped her.
For science, though. For science.
I don't feel like he's actually her dad.
Yeah, like those Albert baby
I wondered that. Yep. See, it all ties into the baby Albert.
Call back to earlier.
I feel like you need to explain that reference for the audience,
yeah,
Ryan.
Just give a brief rundown.
The Albert baby experiments was basically in, what was it, the 50s?
Yeah.
Like, this scientist guy, like, John Hopkins, I think it was, experimented to find out about, I guess it was, like, what was it, nature or nurture or environment or whatever.
Like, conditioned responses.
Yeah,
so.
With babies, and they would, like, use loud noises and different stuff to make babies afraid of stuff like teddy bears and little fluffy animals,
it
and even like
sad.
People's smiles and stuff like that to make them like terrified of these things, like little children. And
you know, they had to have rules developed and be told that that was wrong and unethical and that you just fucked up a child for their entire life.
Yep.
Yeah, the kind of like
shit you can do with your mind.
Oh, these little parallels are making it super obvious. History repeating, perhaps.
I think it's a coping mechanism that she's all like, my baby got taken and experimented on and can do shit with her mind.
She's like, I'm also a mother who no one believes.
Because
huh?
When the militaries did different experiments, they've used, a lot of times they use young people for them because, like,
they use indigent people, and they'll take
well,
people that
say,
get, like, assistance
yeah,
and stuff.
I'm talking about,
military.
Like, just young people, period, because, like, when they did their psychic experiments, like, at George Clooney movies based on
The Man Who Stares at Goats.
Yeah, they did it with
that
military people, but they also did it, yeah, it's a funny movie, but they also did it with young people. It's like when they did the, there's this government operation on actual, like, time travel. But it was also doing it, like, psychically. They took, like, homeless teenagers, and they used them to do the experiments. They were using, like, LSD and stuff like that.
We prey on people that we think are disposable. Now they're just buying all their, like, weapons at the Army Surplus Store.
I need to do that.
You're
before of, inauguration day.
I'm going to get a weapon, so I'm going to grab, like, a mallet.
A mallet? And
I have a shovel.
Bear trap and a,
I need a bear
kerosene
trap.
Container. This guy's like, why are these teenagers in here buying this shit? But there ain't no rules, so whatever.
They're hunting jackalopes.
Chupacabras. Bullets. Any bullets.
I miss Merle. Speaking of chupacabra.
Why does that make you think of Merle?
Merle was the best, okay.
As there was an episode where Daryl was, like, hallucinating. Wasn't he hallucinating?
Yeah.
Thinking that Merle was with
yeah.
him? That's when he gets shot with the arrows.
Sophia!
Sophia!
That was the last episode I watched of Walking Dead because I thought it was so stupid of the writing. Because why the fuck did they show that that wasn't a real Merle? Because they showed him with his arm? That was stupid. They should never show that because then you would have been guessing if it was really Merle or not Merle. So I thought, these fucking people are so fucking stupid making this TV show. I can't deal with it.
Because then even he does come back.
Yeah, but it would have been good if you didn't know that for sure later. But they showed that.
I know. I haven't even watched the last three episodes of it.
I finally did, and it. I was,
now we're going to find out about Steve with the good hair.
This part makes me just enraged. And the fact that she stays with him, like, I would never after this.
I know,
this.
I just,
So, they basically embarrass her. And what did they write on the movie theater, like, a little sign? That she's a slut or something.
Yeah. And he's right there with them. He did it, and she ends up staying with him again.
Yeah, like, even if he didn't actually do the dirty work, like, he allowed his friends to do it, and you're a piece of shit.
Well, Hitler didn't actually kill anybody either.
Neither did Donald Trump. He just gets his little friends on Twitter.
Nancy
and
the slut starring Wheeler.
That's what it is. Like...
Yeah, shouldn't these kids go to jail for, like, vandalism, too?
How did they get away with that? Yeah.
This is in the 80s. Like, nobody, like, does anything about anything. Plus, they're white kids in a white town.
I grew up in the 80s. It's not like it was medieval times, you know?
No, like, now they prosecute kids for, like, everything.
Yeah,
like,
kids
six,
went to jail for this.
Six-year-olds get handcuffed and stuff.
Okay, yeah, because they have zero tolerance, which is silly. Like, there are some things that are silly.
Oh.
What's wrong with you? I was worried about.
He's all like, I'm butt hurt because you're not sucking my dick.
Carol's the worst. I just can't forgive him. I don't
see,
care.
Now that little ginger girl that ratted him out about the photos is, like, in the background in this group now.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I've moved up.
Smirking smugly. I thought he was going to hit her or something.
Yeah, he's like so bullying.
I hate when guys get close. Like, what are you going to do to me, you know? Ugh. How do you
get the prize, Nancy? Like, good job, go back.
Like, people are like, oh, he redeems himself in the end.
But
like, not to me, I hate him.
Like, he saves himself. You know,
the only thing I didn't like about this show is, like, basically him. Because, like, basically they make a hero a way out of an abuser. Which he is.
And she ended up with him, and it makes me infuriated.
And the only thing that changes about him is he gets his fucking ass kicked, and then it's like, all of a sudden he's like, oh, I think differently now.
He's like those dicks that get cancer, and then they're like, oh, I've changed. I'm like, no, you're a dick because you're selfish, and now you're, like, being eaten by guilt or something. Damn, I thought he broke his jaw there or something.
That's when you when you get them down, you take them by the hair and you bang their head against the wall.
I mean, I don't mean to sound like such a dick, but I don't forgive abuse like that. You shouldn't get away with it. I'm very passionate about it.
They hit the asshole cop.
My nose!
My nose!
Come here, little guy. Come here. I'm looking at her, a damsel in distress right here, like, face-palming.
She should have pulled the cop's gun, and the kid got away.
It's a little intense.
It's
easier said than done.
It happens a lot in movies, though, like, those situations, like, a cop will be arresting one person, and another person will pull their gun from them.
Yeah. Now, my clumsy ass would be like, oh, how do I get this thing out?
You can pull the trigger in the holster.
Why would I do that? I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, if you're trying to pull a gun from a cop, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
in your
life.
You, yes. Him, no. He assaulted a police officer. Well, how long are you going to keep him? You and your boyfriend have big plans for you? He's not.
The sassy secretary here, like, he assaulted a cop, girl.
The only love makes you that crazy, sweetheart.
Okay.
And that damn's
true. To be honest, I mean, on the one hand, she's right, but on the other hand, I feel like he was mad because
Steve talked shit about his family and stuff. Not because he was defending Nancy. Yeah.
It wasn't her.
They were mocking him relentlessly about being poor and his brother
and his dad. Like, and, like, yeah, like, what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with Nancy.
I just feel like...
They just, like, make her the Mary Sue or something, and I'm like, she's annoying.
I don't even think you really needed her story at all, like, for this. Like, Nancy's whole character.
They spent a lot of time on her, yeah.
Like, you could have just had his brother, like, looking for him and stuff like that, and it would have did about the same thing.
I mean, if she had a valid
story. Although, the brother's not super interesting, though.
Yeah, but and I hated his flashbacks with that song.
You could actually make the brother interesting by making him be, like, creepy and wandering the woods.
Girl, I feel you. Eleven's in the woods. She ate, like, 4 boxes of Eggo.
I feel you, girl.
I feel you,
She's my spirit animal.
We can't buy Eggos because we'll, like, eat them like crazy. Yeah, because I can't eat like 1 or 2 for breakfast. I'd eat like 6.
I need 4. Yeah. Same with toasted strudels. I have some for breakfast, and then in the afternoon, I'm like, I'll have more toasted strudels, I guess.
Exactly.
We not making lunch.
We would never be able to buy Pop Tarts or any of that stuff at my house.
It forever bothers me that the serving size is 1 when it comes in a pack of 2. It bothers me. I'm like, I'm not wrapping the foil back up.
Now these fucking psycho kids from school are chasing them down with a goddamn knife.
Okay, I still maintain that I hate that these bullies are so exaggerated. Like, they're not even school.
They're like the fucking bullies from Donnie Darko. Like,
yeah.
I heard hey, your
book.
Y'all heard just, your mom.
Y'all school must not have had bullies because my...
No, I've had bullies, but I have not had people, like, wanting me to jump off a cliff and die, like, and... chasing me with knives, like, that is criminal.
Dude, like, I got beat up and left in a locker room bloody one time, and the teacher seen it and everything, didn't do nothing about it.
Well, okay, this boy always used to make fun of me in school because I wear glasses, and he'd always be like, how many fingers am I holding up? So one day I flicked him off, and I was like, how many fingers am I holding up? And the teacher didn't do anything, and then the next day he was still making fun of me for being pale and wearing glasses, and I punched him right in the face, right in class. And he was trying to tell the teacher, and the teacher was like, good shot. And I'm like, he must have heard you bullying me for the whole year.
I got away with it. Right there.
Because when you're a good student and you're nice to your teachers, they'll listen to you.
They'll look the other way when you beat the shit out of a kid.
People underestimate me. Well, I know someone who's a bully. It's okay.
He needs his cardio.
That's me running.
Exactly. Yeah, like, you are me.
I feel like I'm pretty athletic, but I don't like hard running. I'm like,
no, running for your life. I'm like almost certain this is the same quarry that they filmed Walking Dead at.
I want to visit. Look at Dustin, I love him.
Like this fucking kid with a knife. Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, this kid needs to be institutionalized.
Like, I've seen some, like, you know, like, obviously there are violent kids and stuff, but, like, about, like, just everyday, like, bullying where he's escalating with a knife.
Like, I know pissing your pants is embarrassing, but, like, I don't know. Oh, poor thing. Look at him.
I'll let him go. Sure. First, it's your turn. My turn for what?
What?
Yeah, see, like, no, that, no, no.
It's psychotic. Like,
you would know that that would lead to death. Like, that would not happen.
Hold on,
I'm gonna walk off this cliff. I don't need my baby to be thirsty. Seriously. God, Dustin's my babe. Don't do it.
Yeah, Mike could die. I don't really like him.
Oh, I love Mike, though, too. Mike is like the Mary Sue, the boy version. But I still like him. I don't want any of the boys to walk off the cliff.
Seriously, don't.
I wonder how far he would have taken this, really.
Well, he does go off the cliff, doesn't he?
I think so. Yeah, but he goes back up because L. Why would he do this? So even the bully's like, oh, what? Oh.
The rest of memento.
Oh my god, I would have shit my actual pants. No question about it. That is way high.
If I peed my pants, would you pretend it's from the rain?
It isn't raining.
Oh.
I've never got scared enough to shit myself.
Maybe. Me either, but no. If you get really scared, you will shit yourself. Because when you have fight or flight, they like...
Oh, here comes 11. Badass to the rescue.
Yep.
Breaking yes. His arms.
She broke my arm. I love her face. Like, she means business. That's one of my favorite lines. She's our friend and she's crazy.
She'll kill you, you sons of bitches.
Aww, so sad. She looks so scared there.
She really does have PTSD. I feel so bad for her. She's in her sensory deprivation chamber, being used to be an assassin and shit.
It came in handy with the bullies.
But now she sees the monster.
As the title suggests. No, I'm gonna have nightmares.
Why no, don't are touch you it, touching girl, don't it? Touch it.
Why would she stick her finger in it? Let me ask this in every episode.
Busting the place apart.
Sorry. No.
Sorry. Are you sorry? Okay.
I don't feel like she did really, but maybe.
I'm the monster.
You're not the monster.
No, you're not the monster. You saved me. You understand? You saved me.
Yes, it's getting close to the time where it really kicks up a notch, the show does. Because the chase scene.
And similarly to E.T.
But I didn't cry
surveillance
watching
over
this.
Here.
No, E.T. always makes me cry.
E.T. was the first movie I ever cried at.
I cry in everything, though. What am I even saying? These next two episodes, like, fly by.
How many Funkos do you have, Christina?
Probably like 6. Now like 8.
Yay.
Soon I'll be able to do that photo a day Funko thing.
And that's the end of that episode.
That was episode 6. And I like to applaud ourselves for this talking on, staying on topic for the most part.
Yeah, that was us staying on topic.
Yep. That was the best we've done, I think.
Cool.
We have 2 more next time we hang out.